Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 140 were killed, another 525 plus wounded happened when airstrikes hit a funeral ceremony in Yemen for the father of a Houthi government official. Houthi rebels blaming the attack on the Saudi-led coalition, which has come under increasing international scrutiny over alleged civilian deaths. Coalition denies any responsibility for the latest attack. Meantime, the U.S. says it's launching an immediate review of the Saudi-led coalition. White House National Security Council spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is deeply disturbed by all of this and that U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. Russia has vetoed a draft U.N. Security Council resolution seeking to end the deadly bombing of the Syrian city of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block U.N. action aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. David Pressman, deputy U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, on the situation in Aleppo.
The U.N. special envoy has warned the city will be completely destroyed by the end of the year. And we know the cause. The airstrikes conducted by Russia and the Assad regime are the cause.
United States and its European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria. German police searching for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jabril Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Al-Bakr is from Syria, and it's unclear whether he was among a million asylum seekers who entered the country last year. A series of attacks hit Germany this summer, with the Islamic State claiming two of the late July. This is VOA News.